But to start things off, there's a brand new reality show debuting on Spike TV at 9 o'clock Central Time tonight. It is called Super Agent. It is a show about a guy who's coming out of college and going into the NFL and the agents who want to represent him. And one of the people who's involved in that show is a guy who represents more than four dozen NFL players. His name is Harold Lewis. He's based right here in St. Louis, has a company he's president of called the National Sports Agency, and he's been nice enough to drive down here to One Memorial Drive to join me in the KMOX studios. Harold, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Before we get into the NFL side of your life, you actually started your life in Major League Baseball.
Well, I don't know if I really got to the Major League level, but baseball is where I did start. I grew up in New York, and I went to college down south at University of Tampa on a scholarship out there for baseball, and felt at that time that's all I was ever going to do. And had a little coffee break for a minute, and then I guess destiny went a different direction for me.
But you were actually attached to the Cardinals in some way. What was that?
Well, 1982. I got out here in about 1980. In 1982, I still had that itch. And I went down to the complex out there through a recommendation of a couple of friends of mine that I was playing some semi-pro ball with. And they were looking for a left-handed batting practice pitcher. Look no further, I'm your guy. So it was a lot of fun. I did it that year, and I guess that was my way of cheating to get to the major leagues and, you know, even getting the championship. That was the World Series year.
Yeah. Didn't quite work out as a member of the team, though.
No, not quite, but we did get a uniform.
Yeah.
No names on the back. We changed in the same pretty much area where the players were and built some really good relationships, and that's actually how I broke into this business.
Did you get a ring?
You know, this one, I wish I could go backwards in time. They actually offered us a ring if we wanted to pay for it, and at that time it was $675. I said, you know what? Too much for me.
If only you knew.
Exactly.
A 1982 World Series ring would be a nice thing to have in the year 2005. But it was while you were doing that that somebody said to you, you know, I'm not getting treated well by my agent. And you said, well, maybe I can step up and represent you. Is that the story?
Well, a little bit of that. It was actually a bunch of the football Cardinals were practicing at the same place as the baseball Cardinals in 82. And quite a few of them became pretty good friends of mine. And one of the guys, big kid named Chris Combs, every bit of 6'4 and a half, 270, tight end of New Mexico. That, boy, I tell you what, for this size, he ran about 4.62, 4.63.
Wow.
And I don't have white man's disease, but this guy could beat me. I mean, he was fast. And I guess, you know, just in conversation, Chris, how come I haven't seen you on the field at all? What's going on? He goes, well, I just haven't got signed yet. I said, well, what's your agent doing for you? And he said, well, I haven't really spoken to him in a while. I said, when's the last time you spoke with him? And he says, probably about 6-8 months ago. And I said, Chris, I really don't know this business too well, but I think you need a new agent. So
now, you were not a full-time agent yet, right?
No, I actually never represented the player. I wanted nothing to do with agencies. Actually, I had a different feeling about what an agent was, and it was not a very good one. And I said, you need to get yourself somebody good. And he said, what about you? You have a good gift of gab. I said, I don't want anything to do with that business. Two, 3 weeks later, one of his partners came over, a guy named Carl Allen that everybody remembered from this town. He actually is coaching high school ball out here. And Carl said, Harold, do Chris a favor. Help him out over here. And I did. And to be honest, some things in life, I guess, are just meant to be and was meant to be. And I was very blessed because it wasn't just the NFL I was trying to get him a job. But that year, the USFL opened up their doors. So instead of competing with one team, or one league, I should say, I had two leagues. And we took this kid off the streets and got him at that time about a $25,000 signing bonus, which would be equivalent today probably to about $250,000. Kind of opened up a lot of eyes to a lot of the players out there. And the next thing you know, the Carl Allen came over. I did him, Stump Mitchell, Roy Green, Lance Smith, Tootie Robbins, David Galloway, Rush to Crush Brown. I mean, it was one after another. And about 3 years later, after doing all their contracts, I said, you know what, maybe I should start charging these guys.
No, just, you hadn't charged any or taken a piece of any of that?
Not a dime. It was just more of a friendship and helping them out. But a lot of these guys that started moving, to whether it be to USFL or to Wayne Morris, for example, we sent out to the San Diego Chargers. And he turned me on to a guy named Ernest Jackson, who was the rookie of the year that year, running back. And that's kind of when it sunk in and said, you know what, I can make a pretty good living doing this.
And so from then on, you said, from now on, 10%.
I wish it was 10%. Just for everybody listening out there, it's 3%.
Is that right?
That's the max we can charge.
By the league
NFL
rules?
Yeah, the NFL Players Association maxes us at a 3%. Now, we could charge if we wanted to on other services, whether it be legal or marketing and endorsements or tax preparation. However, our company, my feeling is that we don't charge for anything else. We don't charge for expenses for the player. And the marketing and endorsement deals, which is a pretty much standard, say 15 to 20% every agency charges, we have a trade-off. We do that for free for our players if they give back to the communities that they're living in. I don't care if it's going to a high school and speaking to the kids about the importance of an education or staying away from drugs and how many guys that they grew up with that took the wrong path in life and where they could have been. And if they'll give that to us, then what we do in return is we give all the marketing to them at no charge.
Mm. I think you're throwing a lot of money away there. But that, you know, you have a history of that, so that's okay. but I'm joking, of course. Would you rather, as a sports agent, and this show that's on Spike TV is about you and other people who have all sorts of experience as sports agents, trying to sign this kid, Sean Cody, who's just coming out, and has he signed with a team now?
He was actually drafted 37th pick, second round, by the Detroit Lions.
Okay, so he'll be a Lion this fall? He has a deal with them and everything's taken care of?
Well, he's in the middle of negotiating a contract now.
So whoever won this thing and turned out to be his agent, and I'm not going to ask you to tell me because I know that reality TV has confidentiality agreements, but whoever it is who's representing that person has got to be happy. But would you be happy as an agent, happier representing somebody who's a high draft pick, a number one pick, a number two pick, a number three pick, or would you rather have somebody who just quarterbacked their team to a Super Bowl victory and is about to be a free agent?
If I had a choice, first of all, of a college free agent or an unrestricted free agent coming up, there's no question. You want the unrestricted free agent.
Why?
The money is just so great. You're negotiating with 32 teams compared to one team that's going to draft a player.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being under the rules of a rookie pool cap, you have no cap except the team cap. So as far as I'm concerned, they can cut everybody in the team if I don't represent anybody else and just sign my one player as that player. However, I mean, what you're really looking for in both situations is you want a great player on the field, but you want just as a good person off the field. If you get a great football player, it's going to be a total headache and going to keep you up at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. To be honest, he's not worth it. It's going to take away from everything else you got going in your life with your players, or your family, and just your personal time. If I even have a personal time, that I don't remember. And also, you just don't want a great guy that can't play football. I mean, you want your guy to be looking like Tarzan, but not playing like Jane. He's got to have the total package.
Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of guys who can be a pain, I saw a story today about Terrell Owens. Not one of your guys, right?
No.
No. He signed in the offseason with Drew Rosenhaus, who three stories I read today described him as NFL super agent. Are you an NFL super agent?
I guess you're going to have to wait to the end of the show, aren't you?
That's what the show's called, yeah. So apparently, Terrell Owens, who signed a 7-year, $49 million deal with the Philadelphia Eagles, now after one season, wants to renegotiate that and is saying, look, if we don't sit down and renegotiate this, I don't have to play for you. I can go anywhere I want. Is this the kind of guy you would like to have in the Harold Lewis stable?
You know what? He's the kind of guy you would want on a football field, and he actually is not a bad guy. But here's where I blame the agent. The agent's job is not just to show me the money. The agent's job is not to be the player's fan. It's to be his agent and direct him in the right direction. If they're doing something wrong off the field, whether they're drinking or doing some illegal partying or cheating on their wives or just doing things that, you know, they better learn from real quick. Your job is to tell him, not to endorse it, not to pat him on the back, not to help him in those things.
And not to help him cover it up or smooth it over?
No, absolutely not. You need to work with your guy and tell him what's right. And if he's not willing to work with you on that, then he needs to find a different agent. And that's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
In this situation over here, you know, Drew's trying to pick up a new client. He was not representing Terrell Owens. Terrell fired a guy named David Joseph out of South Carolina.
And you guys all know each other in the agency
business?
Well,
a lot of us. This is actually, it's you know, I bring up so many different stories. This is probably about 1,400 agents. 40 agents represent about 80% of the league, and probably about another 60 represent the 10% of the league, and about another probably 1,300 represent about the other 10%.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much the ones in the top 100 know each other very well. But in this situation, Drew basically recruited Terrell Owens away. And the agent, you know, shame on him. He did something wrong. Terrell Owens could have been an unrestricted free agent with all 32 teams bidding on him last year. The agent missed a deadline to void out the contract. All right?
No excuse.
Major, major mistake. No excuse for that. He signed a decent contract. Terrell is a great football player. Terrell outdid maybe his contract. But the difference, I guess, between Drew and I, the way I would have handled it differently than Drew is more of a, let's make a splash in the media and I'd rather do it behind the scenes. Mm. Because if there was any chance at all that Terrell Owens was going to get more money, and I'm going to tell you, he's not going to get it right now. He's not going to get it this way because Jeffrey Orie, who's a billionaire,
is not going to, Eagles.
Exactly. He's not going to succumb to Drew Rosenhaus making a threat, because if he does, you're going to have 31 other owners that are going to be in his face and say, what did you do to me?
Mm-hmm.
And the floodgates are going to open up, because I haven't met too many people, whether it be sports or any business, except you maybe, that aren't overworked and underpaid.
Uh-huh.
And you will find every one of them out there is going to feel that they're in that situation. So the right way I would have done it is I would have met with the team in their offices with the owner, with maybe the head coach, general manager, and say, listen, you know our situation last year. We were put in a situation that we really had no control of. He's thrilled here. He loves it here. You know what kind of player he is on the field. You know now what kind of person he is. You saw him come back from an injury. The same way, guys, if he was underachieving on his contract, you'd be coming to me about a cut in pay. What can we do to bring him up to where he should have been in the first place that works within your organization, your cap? And keep it confidential, because this way, if the owner was going to do something, it was going to be between the player and the team, and that's it. Nobody else needed to know about that. Later on, the media could have picked it up. But by doing this and pounding your chest, one agent is going to get very embarrassed. And I will guarantee Terrell Owens, if he's listening, on Sundays when there's games, if Terrell is at home, there will still be games on Sunday with or without him. I promise you.
The NFL doesn't shut down because T.O. doesn't play?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's something he's going to have to learn that I don't think he's learned up until this point. You mentioned while you were talking there the phrase, show me the money. Of course, the famous Jerry Maguire thing. And I'm sure whenever you're out someplace and somebody says, what do you do? And you say, oh, I'm a sports agent. They all think, oh, you're Jerry Maguire. How has that movie changed your life?
You know, actually, way, way back before Jerry Maguire was actually filmed, we have a combine in February in Indianapolis every year. And during our lunch break, the executives from the PA, the NFL Players Association, said, Harold, would you want somebody to take you out to lunch? They want to ask you a couple of questions. They're doing a movie on what a sports agent's all about. I figured, all right, buy me a slice of pizza and a salad. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked us basically, and it was about four other agents, what does a player look for? We didn't come up with the phrase, show me the money. They did that in Hollywood. But they're looking for not black. They're not looking for white. They're looking for green. That's the color that a player is looking for. But this business, what they're really looking for, it's a personal service business. It's all about relationships. Anybody can do a contract. Now, some of us can do better contracts than others. But it's a contract of you sign a player to a 4, 5, 6 year deal. What are you doing for the next 4, 5, 6 years? That's what an agent is all about. Being there, helping them out in every asset of their life.
But did the movie change the expectations of your clients? Because, I mean, essentially the movie is about, you know, Tom Cruise is representing Cuba Gooding and has no other clients because he's left his big agency. And so it's all about these two guys and, you know, that's all he has to deal with. You've got 50 different people you have to deal with. Do they all want that one-on-one now?
Yeah, they do. I mean, everyone, right after the movie, everyone's, show me the money. Tell me you love black people. Yell it out. I want to hear it. I heard everything. Roland Williams, who we signed here to the Rams, he's the best. I'm his ambassador to the Quan, and he's mine, and that's where everywhere I hear. And matter of fact, you'll hear him on the TV show. He actually made an appearance instead of Kevin Carter on the show, so you hear a lot of it. But if you ask me, does that really portray exactly what we do? That was more of a love story, but it shows you the personal service of this business. You want to know what we do? There used to be a show on HBO called Arliss.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a little bit more of a spoof, but that is exactly what we go through in a day in and day night thing. How you have to improvise at any moment and take a bad situation and turn it into a positive.
So take out the you had me at hello and change it to you had me at sign here on the dotted line. And that's a little bit closer to it. All right, the show is called Super Agent. Debuts tonight at 9 on Spike TV and runs for like the next 4 or 5 weeks or something like that?
Actually, 8 weeks. It runs eight straight weeks.
8 weeks. And Harold Lewis is one of the agents on there vying to represent Sean Cody, who is signed with the Detroit Lions or is about to sign with them for this upcoming season. And we'll talk more about that and the world of being a Jerry Maguire, a sports agent, in just a moment here as the Paul Harris Show continues on News Talk 1120 KMOX. It's the Paul Harris Show rolling towards the weekend on News Talk 1120 KMOX and worldwide on KMOX.com with our streaming audio. I'm sitting here in the studio with Harold Lewis, sports agent, Super Agent is the name of the show. He'll be on starting tonight on Spike TV. He represents about 50 or so names in the National Football League. He's been doing it for a couple of decades now, and among the Rams he's represented, names like Kevin Carter and DeMarco Farr, who everybody remembers, left the Rams and went on to...
Don't forget the tackle Mike Jones now.
The tackle.
The tackle.
Yeah. How's DeMarco doing? He went on to do the Best Damn Sports Show on Fox Sports.
DeMarco's doing great. He actually is coaching here. He just finished up coaching in the NFL Europe League.
Oh, yeah?
And they just missed the wearing the ring this year.
Oh.
They lost in the finals.
Do you represent people in NFL Europe also?
Yeah, we had probably about a dozen kids out there. And really, the NFL Europe player is more of a player that maybe just got cut from the team last year, or a player that was on a practice squad or was made the active roster but just didn't see a lot of action. Give them a little bit more experience before camp opens up this year. And we had 12 guys out there. Actually, one of them, the running back, Joe Smith, broke every record at rushing out there. He had a pretty good year.
That's got to make you feel good. You got to be thinking, okay, now I got to get him up to the show.
Well, actually, all these guys were allocated from NFL teams, except for one of them here, local, Daryl Lee, which we're probably going to be choosing a team with him by Monday, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And so you're working on guys and deals all year long. This is not just a football season and summertime deal for you.
I tell you what, I'm the highest priced babysitter in the country. I work 348 days of the year.
Now, Orlando Pace famously didn't come to camp. St. Louis Rams fans were upset, and you know, there was all that stuff going on, and we understand he fired his agents, the Poston brothers, last year. When you have somebody who's in a situation like that, do you call him and say, hey, let me work on something for you? Does he have to call you? How does that work?
Wait, let me get this right now. You're talking about Orlando
Pace or anybody who's in a situation where, you know, they've been holding out and they didn't show up at camp and maybe they need new representation. Are you looking for people like that around the league?
Yeah, I would love to have had the opportunity of representing Orlando Pace, but it would have been a tortious interference of a contractual relationship if I would have solicited him when he's under contract with the Jesse Jane brothers or Poston brothers, or whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I would have loved to. Now, if some of our players would have said, hey, you need to call Harold up, because I hear you might be switching, that would have been pretty nice.
Yeah. So if his deal is ending with somebody or he's going to fire his agents, then he can make the call to you and say, hey, I'm looking for new representation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Orlando Pace, that was a tough situation for both sides, not only for the team but for the player. I mean, for the player's side, so you understand, the player's looking for security. And football, unlike baseball, basketball, hockey, coaches, salaries, even radio personality salaries, they're not guaranteed. Football, the only guarantees that we have are in our signing bonus. So if a player signs a one-year deal and he blows out his knee or hurts his back or his neck or something, they may not be another year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So you try to get a little bit more, you know, stability in there with a bigger signing bonus. And Orlando Pace is without a doubt one of the premier offensive linemen in this league. And it definitely was in the best interest for both parties to get it done. I mean, with the Rams, they were killing themselves with a huge cap and not giving that stability of the offensive line, which needs to gel for years and years to make it right. But I think that the agents made it a personal battle, and they forgot what they were there for, is that is representing the player, not themselves.
When you're doing these contracts, you're dealing with Jay Zigman and John Shaw at the Rams?
Yeah, it just depends on, you know, which you know, number in the draft or an unrestricted free agent. But Jay Zigman is usually the gentleman that we would deal with over there. And Jay is, you know, he's tough, but he's very fair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's got his good sides and bad sides, like I'm sure like everybody else. But he knows the market.
Who in the NFL is tough but not fair?
Who's tough and not fair?
Name some names of owners who you hate having to deal with. Come on, let's put some poison in the water here, Harold.
You're putting me on the spot.
Yeah.
Right. You know what, I can say it now because I just finished the contract. The New England Patriots are a great organization, mm-hmm. and they have great coaching staffs, and they can take the average Joe and put him in a Super Bowl. But when it comes to their rookie draft choices, they're a little bit different. While other teams are trying to sign players to a 3- and 4-year deal, and just so you would understand, and all the listeners out there understand, the fourth year is the year that a player becomes a restricted free agent, and that means he can speak with other teams. And if a team wants to sign him, the team that he's with has the right of first refusal. If they don't, then they get a matching draft choice. But in the fifth year, that's when a player is free. He can go anywhere he wants to go. The Patriots decided that they want to sign 5-year deals on everybody, but they only want to give the proration of a signing bonus for maybe 3 or 4 years. So give you an idea that if somebody was going to get a 4-year deal for $4 million signing bonus, the proration for cap purposes is $1 million per year, even though the player gets $4 million that day. they would add 5 or 6 years and say, you still get the same four. Mm. So we had a little battle. We had a third-round draft choice. My partner out there, Kevin O'Mell, and I, and they were a little bit tough, but we finished up that deal yesterday, and actually he got the highest contract ever in the third round. Mm. He did very, very well, and we got all the – we didn't get the voidables to knock it out, but we got the escalators in the contract to put him way up there at the top.
I have no idea what that means. Voidables like and escalators. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about here. You're way over my head.
Voidables are just meaning we put a clause in a contract. If he hits a certain percentage of play time or if he goes to a Pro Bowl maybe one or two times during the course of those years, mm-hmm. that we have the option to void out the contract. The same way that T.O. or Dennis Northcutt up in Cleveland had that option that their agents missed notifying the team by a certain date. Mm-hmm. A escalator in a contract is... Let's just say we put incentives in a contract that a player plays in 50% and the team wins one more game in the year before. 60% he gets this, and we'll double it up if they go to a championship game. We'll double it up even more if he goes to a Super Bowl.
So they're like incentive clauses.
Incentives, but not an incentive you would get paid at the end of the year for earning it.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to do a double dip, so you want to also include that into an escalator into the following years.
So your next year's salary is going to be higher.
It's increased by the exact same amount.
Gotcha. Okay, so the New England Patriots are really tough to deal with. Who on the other side... who you've represented, who do you look back and go, well, you know what? I'm glad I don't have that guy anymore. He was a pain in the butt.
Let's see.
Come on. We're naming names here today, Harold.
I don't know who's listening to the show. I actually got a couple of those still right now. But, you know, this is going to be a lot of players you're going to be a lot closer with than you are with others. Mm-hmm. Some of them just become your brother basically from another mother.
But give me an example. If you don't want to name names, give me an example of something that might happen where you think, you know, once this deal is over with him, he can go anywhere he wants, but I am not babysitting this guy anymore.
That has happened.
And is it because you have to bail a guy out of jail?
It's the guy, sometimes you get some knuckleheads that no matter what you try to teach him and no matter you try to tell him that just because you have to have extra checks in your checkbook, that doesn't mean you can write numbers on him if you don't have the money in the bank. And some of those guys just don't understand that.
Uh-huh.
And you try to teach him that you got to save some money for a rainy day. One day it may happen. You may not play football sometime. And I can pretty much guarantee that's going to happen to everybody.
Average lifespan in the NFL is 4 years, right?
Just about 4 years.
Yeah.
And some of them is going to be a little bit longer, and some of them, obviously not even going to start up there. But sometimes they kind of know a little bit better than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your little battles, and then what you do is you send them out a little letter just saying that, hey, I just want to go on record and advise you. Or you get some of these guys that want to open up a business. This is the funniest one, a Krispy Kreme donut shop. Here, this guy is a biscuit away from 400 pounds, and he wants to open a Krispy Kreme shop. I said, what are you doing? That's suicidal.
Yeah.
And so I had to send him a letter and say, please, your business right now is football.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. When you're done with football, we will then talk about other ventures. Yeah, but what about this business? My family can run it. My best friends from school can run it. That's the worst way to break away from family members and your friends, because something's going to happen. I will guarantee it. So save your money. That is your business, is football on the field. Enjoy yourself, and there'll be a time when we can invest in other things.
Harold Lewis, sports agent, is on this Spike TV reality show that starts tonight called Super Agent, 9 o'clock Central Time tonight on Spike TV. We'll come back with more on the Paul Harris Show in a moment on News Talk 1120 KMOX. In the studio is sports agent Harold Lewis, who's part of a new reality show on Spike TV tonight at 9 Central Time called Super Agent, where they are all vying for the right to represent USC All-American defensive lineman Sean Cody as he moves up to the NFL and signs a deal with the Lions. And he is also on the show is Tony Gonzalez, who, holy cow, what a great tight end this guy was for the Chiefs all those years. Future Hall of Famer for certain. And he's on there, and Harold is vying against a bunch of the other agents. And you were telling me during the break that some of the people who are on the show have no experience as sports agents.
Well, I think what they did is they picked pretty much one from every aspect of a food chain. They took agents that really just trying to break into the business, to agents to have a couple of players, even if it was a female agent in there, to some agents that had a lot of big first-round name guys that had been out of the business for about 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then, people like myself, and then even with even more experience, that you got to wait to see some of the episodes, and you'll see where this guy comes in. We'll give away too much.
It's not Drew Rosenhaus, is it?
No.
Okay.
Actually, it's funny, but you'll have to wait to this episode, but I actually thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned female agents like that's an oddity. Is it?
Well, you know, it shouldn't be, but it is. It's really a shame because, I mean, in my opinion, the best negotiator in the world is a female. Just go to my house and you can see my wife, the queen, and the two princesses out there. I mean, they non-stop negotiate. I give up the second I walk in.
Uh-huh.
I could do $100 million in contracts, and I walk through the door, and the idiot has just entered the building, and I lose in every aspect. So I think they should be more of them.
Yeah. And on this show, it being a reality show, are there challenges and all that sort of stuff? What do you do?
This is, you know, the first show that's going to be seen tonight, not really much of a challenge, but each one you're going to see get even better and better. And they range from negotiating contracts with a shoe company, Reebok, to negotiating top contract for Sean, if hypothetically he was, say, the 18th pick overall in the draft, to Pimp My Ride, one of my fun episodes out there, where we were given some cars and we had a kind of make it out the car the way that would most exemplify what he would stand for. What else? We went bowling. A little bit of everything.
How did you have time to do something like this? Your schedule is so hectic. How did you have time to do couple of weeks of this show?
Well, I'll tell you what, that was interesting because they told me that it would just take 2 to 3 days a week. And don't worry about it. We're going to fly you wherever you got to go to L.A. And we started off at the Senior Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama. We wound up going back to L.A. into the Super Bowl and then back to L.A. It took a lot of time, and it was really tough on me because I'm really a family person. Mm-hmm. I love spending my time with my children and my wife on weekends and when I get home. And, you know, my pleasure is not chasing a white ball around the woods and hitting it, you know, mm-hmm. onto a green.
Yep.
It's spending more quality time there. And it was tough. And plus, I also own another company, so that was a little bit tough being away from that and all my people. But I guess, you know, you got a cell phone and phone sex works pretty good long distance, I guess. So
too much information, Harold. Are you one of these guys who has multiple cell phones going all the time when you're on the road?
Actually, just the one cell phone, but it is usually, when you're speaking to one, is another one on hold.
All right. One of the big questions in sports these days is steroids. The NFL has to deal with it. Major League Baseball has to deal with it. Congress has been dealing with it. How do you handle this with your clients? Does it come up with them?
Well, I mean, on a rare occasion, we actually did have one player when his first steroids thing popped up, a player named Lou Bush, a linebacker from the Kansas City Chiefs, that bought a product from a local store, which we all know in the mall, and it did not have the word ephedrine on it. It was, but it didn't say ephedra-free. It was another thing out there. I'm trying to think of the name. I can't even remember. It was some kind of root in there, which mm-hmm. had the same effect. And it was for giving a little bit more conditioning, whatever. And when he got tested, he actually showed positive. And we fought it. We showed the label of the thing. And that's when we were Mahjong. I forgot the name of it.
It's not Mahjong. He wasn't popping tiles.
No, he wasn't playing Mahjong. It was some other name. Some other wacky name out there. But you know what? I guess it's been in the business a lot longer than I ever realized it. I guess you're naive to it, and I have been naive to it. I never realized it really even existed, except you may look at some of these bodybuilders and say, that guy's on the juice.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought about it in baseball. I never thought about it in football. But obviously, it has been there for a while, and it's something that has to be taken out. I mean,
but you have clients who, while they may not be taking steroids, they're looking for something legal to help them bulk up a little bit?
Well, everybody looks for that little bit of edge. And you know, whether it be these protein shakes that they take or just a little bit more of endurance to get through the end of that workout without cramping up. And I guess that's been around forever. And there's no problem with that. But when you start getting into these illegal steroids, and I feel differently in the NFL and other leagues, not because it gives them a little bit of an edge than the other player out there, but because it's going to kill them.
Mm.
And I think that's a little bit more important. So I'm glad I took a strong stance on it.
Let me just plug it again because we're all out of time. I appreciate you coming in here today.
My pleasure.
The show is called Super Agent, 9 o'clock tonight and for the next 7 weeks after this, right?
Yeah, it's an 8-week series. It's a reality show that's very similar to if you kind of get a cross between The Apprentice and The Bachelor,
mm-hmm.
where you get the one big football player choosing between 9 and possibly 10 agents.
Mm-hmm.
And each week we put it through different challenges and tasks.
And does one get eliminated every week?
Each week, 3 people get a phone call to go into the boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
1 goes home.
Gotcha. Okay, that's 9 o'clock tonight on Spike. Harold Lewis, the company is called National Sports Agency, based right here in St. Louis. Thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
It's the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.